بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من يريد الله به خيرا يفقه في الدين، وإنما أنا قاسم والله يعطي. رواه البخاري رحمه الله تعالى. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم states that whoever Allah سبحانه وتعالى wishes great good for, then he gives him a thorough understanding of deen. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that I am only a distributor and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Now this hadith consists of two statements. The first statement is that whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes great good for, he gives him a thorough understanding of deen. يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Now what this actually means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him knowledge, and through that knowledge he gives him a proper understanding of deen. Sometimes a person can gain knowledge, but through that the correct understanding of deen does not necessarily come about. But Allah ta'ala gives him knowledge, and through that knowledge he is able to understand deen correctly, and after that he is able to practice upon it as well. That is what thorough understanding of deen here means in this hadith. So the first part of the hadith is saying that whoever Allah Ta'ala wishes great good for, then he gives him this. That means that if someone has this to any degree, that Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq to gain an understanding, knowledge of deen through it, understanding, and to some degree practice upon it, then he can understand that he has the greatest good, that Allah Ta'ala wishes good for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can say, loves him, his attention is towards him, whether he is a poor person, whether he has no status in this world. That is the first statement. And the second statement, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes another point, and he says that I am the distributor and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. So he is telling us two things here. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us is that, look, I am the Nabi, but even me, I don't decide who gets how much of this understanding of deen, who gets it, who doesn't get it. No, Allah Ta'ala gives it. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the one who decides to give it to someone. And I am the distributor. That means that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives knowledge, understanding of deen. He gives spirituality which enables a person to practice upon deen. But he gave it through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first thing that happened was that this understanding of deen, this knowledge and this spirituality entered the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then of course, through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's effort, it got passed on to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Now the generation that came after the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the Tabi'een, they gained that same understanding of deen, that same spirituality from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, from their hearts, and it entered their hearts. What is this hadith telling us? This hadith is telling us that a knowledge, understanding of deen, and spirituality, the ability to practice upon that, it has been passed out every generation through the hearts of people. This is a very, very important point. And if a person wants to understand deen and he wants to progress in deen, he must understand this. That knowledge hasn't been passed down in books. Books are there as a reference, as a backup, as a detail. Knowledge and true understanding of deen has been passed down in the hearts of people. And with that spirituality and the ability to understand deen, this has also been passed down in the hearts of people. What does that mean? That means in our time as well, if you want knowledge and understanding of deen, you want the correct knowledge and the correct understanding of deen, and then you want the correct spirituality and the ability to practice upon that deen, you will have to find people who have that in their hearts and take it from them. There is no other way. Because that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it down. He didn't give it directly to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. He made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the distributor. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu became the distributors for the Tabi'een. So in our time, if we want to progress in deen, then we should also try to find these people. And people with knowledge in their hearts, people with spirituality in their hearts. How can we tell? We know, we ask people that we know, people ulama that we know who has knowledge, we understand that. We can see from people's lives who has spirituality in their heart, who has practice in their lives. And if we want this to enter our hearts, then we will have to benefit from them. Benefit from them how? Listen to their words. Go into their company. Hear their words of encouragement. Through this, that will pass on to us as well. Until a person does not do this, he can try himself, but he will struggle to progress indeed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the topic to understand this and practice upon it. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyya Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.